If Murad Bin Chalali's life had gone as planned, he would not be here warning about the dangers of militant Islam. 14 years ago, he had a job and a fiancé. Then he went to Afghanistan, and his life turned upside down. He says his older brother tricked him into thinking it was a vacation. Instead, he ended up at an Al-Qaeda training camp, and a few months later, a prisoner at the U.S.-run detention camp in Guantanamo Bay. Today, Bin Chalali is back home in Vénissieux, a tough suburb of Lyon in central France. He's telling his story so young people will think twice before joining jihads in the Middle East.
Alors, ils n'auront pas toutes les réponses.
People don't find all the answers because every story is personal, but I help them find some keys.
Middle East and North Africa analyst Mansouria Mokefi says French authorities are also searching for answers.
The most important questions today are, why are these young people leaving France? And above all, what has failed in France to have the young people living for jihad?
These questions are being asked across the country, but especially in places like Vénissieux, where youth unemployment is high and drug dealers lurk in the shadows. It's here where Bin Chalali grew up and where his brother turned to radical Islam. Bin Chalali says he paid the price for his brother's deceit. He spent 30 months in Guantanamo before being transferred to French custody. He's written a book about his experience. He called it A Journey to Hell.
On disait de moi, à ma sortie de prison, que j'étais...
I was sick of hearing that I was a terrorist, a radical Islamist. I wanted to tell the truth. I wanted to tell my own story.
At first, few French were interested. That changed as fears grew about radical Islam. Today, housewife Sherazade Bouri is among those who believes Bin Chalali can help change young minds.
He's young himself, and he speaks frankly about what he endured.
But analyst Mokefi